When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, guys, big game for the Utah Jazz in that it was the first game and we get to watch Jazz basketball again. It's the Utah Jazz Hoops Nerd postgame show. All right, we're back and I am hyped. I personally was so excited. It's always surprising to me how hyped I get when the season starts. Obviously, we've been here since preseason. Everyone who's a part of the Hoops Nerd channel has been watching and talking about the Jazz. But it's game one. It's the regular season. Everything counts now. It's the best. Guys, I was excited to see what this Jazz team would do, and I was excited about what I saw with what the Jazz did. Before we talk about the Jazz, though, let's talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Oklahoma City Thunder are not very interested in winning a lot of games this year. The Oklahoma City Thunder do not have a lot of winning players. They have a lot of youth, and they have a lot of nice young pieces. Their best player is obviously SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is a solid NBA guard. I think it's really hard to just know how good he is. We all know that he can score. We all know that he can do some things. He had a rough playoff series when he was with Chris Paul that year. They went to the playoffs, surprisingly. I think it's a tough situation for Shai, because the Thunder are just really bad because they're just really young. And Shai is going to have to find ways to show that he's a winning player and learn winning habits and not get used to losing, because he's in a situation where they're going to lose a lot. Key himself, greetings from Tulsa. Let's go Jazz. We coming, LA. Yes, Key. And welcome, Key, and thank you for the $2. I really appreciate it. Clay Harris, we are back, baby. Yes, we are. JT Wardell, Spida seemed out of it tonight. Maybe a little bit. The first half, for sure, although we'll talk about a little. I actually think Donovan showed some really awesome things tonight. We're going to talk about that. But anyway, Shai looked solid. He's a guy that's going to be better with better players. He's probably, like, on a championship team, maybe your third best player or something like that. If he completely develops, maybe second. I don't know if he's obviously not the number one guy on a contender, because if he was, the Thunder would be much better than they are. But really solid player. I think he'll probably end up becoming, you know, second or third best player on a contender. Tonight, 3 for 5 from the free throw line, 1 for 7 from three, but he was 7 for 17 from the field. He's just a smooth player, and it led them in scoring with 18. The other guy I was really interested to see was Josh Giddey, who is their top draft pick this season. I think the Thunder fans were all really frustrated that they didn't drop far enough to get, you know, like a Jalen Green or Cunningham or any of those guys. So it had to be painful for, you know, Oklahoma City fans and the front office, because they're left with Josh Giddey, who looked really nice. I actually liked what I saw. He looks smooth. He's got nice size. He's obviously a great passer, and he's got a nice touch around the rim. He actually looks at home to me on an NBA floor. So that's kind of exciting if you're an Oklahoma City Thunder fan. And if he can be kind of a wing initiator for you, I think the Joe Ingles comp, you know, I know they're both Australian, but, you know, there's some similarities there in that they're both big playmakers that look and use their body well. I could see him being a really nice player for years to come. But we'll see what he develops into. Right now, he's obviously a rookie. It's his first NBA game. It'll be interesting to see what he becomes. And finally, it's Lu Dort. It's the Lu Dort show. I personally have a huge man crush on Lu Dort. His defense is incredible. And even tonight, you felt his presence. I mean, one of the things you want from NBA players is to feel their impact on the floor. And with Lu Dort, you feel it every time he's on the defensive end. His impact is fantastic. And his ability to get up on guys is strong, you know. And Lu Dort can join any team in the NBA and be their best defender. He is that impactful, and I actually feel like he can play like a power forward type, where he's the modern power forward. He actually, tonight his shooting was bad, but he showed some pretty good signs with his offense. I follow Lu Dort closely because he's a guy that I would love the Jazz to trade for. Oklahoma City fans, if you're watching this, let me know in the comments who you would want from the Jazz or what you'd be willing to give up. Obviously, the minimum, because the Jazz are trying to win a championship. They're not giving, you know, cornerstone pieces. But would the Thunder take a first-round pick and one of the Jazz role players, maybe? I don't know. It would be nice to find out, because I think Lu Dort, if you put him on the floor with this Jazz team becomes incredible and really able to maybe contend for the title. And I think actually after watching tonight, I think the Jazz really do have a chance to contend. This team is really, really good. Jorge Arrizaga, member for 9 months. Jorge, how about that? 9 months for Jorge. Glad to see you guys. Time to build the champs. Yes. This might be a championship contender we're watching. It's the season has begun. I haven't had my hopes dashed yet, but I've got that, you know, early season excitement and that early season hope. The hopes have not been dashed yet. All right, guys, before we move on, we've got to give a shout out to manscaped.com. Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween? It's shaving your balls with anything other than Manscaped. When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, there's no need to carve your pumpkins this Halloween because Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from a bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar. I apologize. And join the 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOPSNERD20. HOOPSNERD20. That's the code, guys. It'll save you $20-$30, I promise. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will make sure your pumpkins stay fresh. Trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will thank you. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOPSNERD20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code HOOPSNERD20 at manscaped.com. Say trick or treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny at Manscaped. All right, guys, let's talk about the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz looked really good. And we've got to start off with talking about the guy who honestly looked the most NBA ready tonight. Well, not NBA ready, but just ready for the season. It's Jordan Clarkson, who comes in. Before he went and sat, he was 5 for 5 at one point in this game. His ability to get that shot in the paint was apparent. When he is 100%, he is a bucket. Clarkson tonight was 6 for 11 from the field, 2 for 6 from three, 18 points. He was a +4. He really kind of carries that second unit. And you know who he actually looked really solid to me tonight was Hassan Whiteside. Honestly, what you want from Hassan Whiteside is just, you know, if he can just keep the Jazz at, you know, not negative, not positive. You know, we talk about plus minus and how incredible Rudy Gobert's plus minus every game. This game was no different. Rudy Gobert was a plus 20. But guess what? Hassan Whiteside was a +1. And that is a massive, massive win for the Jazz. If they just are a zero, if they aren't gaining or losing leads and they're just at a zero, that is, I mean, honestly, that might be the stat that people should be most excited about, is that Hassan Whiteside was on the floor and the Jazz were at a +1. Massive, massive. Because what happens is if you have Hassan Whiteside on the floor and he's just keeping the Jazz afloat, not giving up leads, just holding the fort, that allows Jordan Clarkson and everyone else on that second unit to just do their thing. Honestly, Hassan Whiteside is kind of the perfect guy to play with Jordan Clarkson watching this game, because Jordan Clarkson is a bucket getter. He's not necessarily a guy that needs a pick to get his shot. He'll go to the lane, get his shot off, and score. And Hassan Whiteside's not an elite screen setter. He's just not an elite roller. He's got a nice little inside game, and he can get buckets around the rim and things like that. But he's not going to be, you know, a roller rolling to the rim big like Rudy Gobert. But that doesn't matter with Clarkson. He doesn't need that. And that's why you got to be excited. This is a nice little formula the Jazz have. Now, I hope the Jazz kind of mess with other formulas and things. But that's nice. And I like what I saw tonight. Clarkson and Whiteside look like a good little... Their vibes mesh well, we'll say. The kids say vibes, so we will too. The other guy that was incredibly dominant tonight was Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert had 20 points. Let's see, no. He was a plus 20 for the game with 16 points, 21 rebounds. He was 69 for the field. Ugh, nice. 6 for 9 from the field is fantastic. You just can't say enough about Rudy Gobert. He is the guy that raises the floor for this Jazz team. He is what puts them into the playoffs every single year. His defense is utterly dominant, absolutely crushing. And his offensive game looks like it might have taken a nice little bump. Now, Rudy Gobert is never going to be Hakeem Olajuwon. He's not going to be that guy. He's not Jokic. He's not you know, any of these offensive focused centers. He's just not. But he can roll to the rim, and he was getting passes near the hoop in better ways. Donovan Mitchell was finding him near the rim. And if he's getting the ball near the rim, you know, if he can just dunk the ball with ferocity, and that's what we want from Rudy Gobert every single time, he's all, or he's going to the foul line. And since Rudy Gobert shoots right, you know, right under, right around 70% from the free throw line, or maybe a little below, that's fine. That's efficiency, because he's getting free throws. That's getting positive points in tough situations. There was one little play, and we almost saw it because we saw it during the preseason. He caught that ball free throw line, and you could just see him think about getting that, that little free throw line jumper. He didn't take it. Take it, Rudy. Take it. Take the jump shot, Rudy. Take the jump shot. All right? Please. We all want it. We all know you can take it. And if you can just make that shot, if Rudy could take one to, you know, two to three jump shots a game, just like two. Just like two. Más o menos. Just like two. And it's a free throw line jumper, that's all we want. And if that's like a threat, that opens things up and that forces the defense to be honest. But if Rudy doesn't take it, then the defense doesn't have to worry about it. JT Buckets Wardell, member for 7 months, all-star baby. JT, despite his defense, was impeccable tonight. All right, let's talk about it. Donovan Mitchell had a rough first half shooting the ball, and that was it. Because everything else from Donovan Mitchell tonight, guys, was awesome. And I was actually really excited and really happy with what I saw from Donovan Mitchell tonight. If you're a Donovan Mitchell fan, you've got to be excited. Why? Because Lu Dort was on him all night. And part of why the shooting wasn't great was because Lu Dort's really good. But what I noticed that first half, guys, and if you go watch it, go watch, he was deferring. He was saying, all right, their best defender's on me. Just give it to Clarkson. And guess what? Clarkson was 5 for 5. And guess what? Donovan was deferring to Mike Conley. So when Lu Dort's out wasting his time guarding Donovan Mitchell, who's not doing anything, that means Mike Conley's going and doing work with Rudy Gobert. And Rudy Gobert had a monster night, 16 points, 21 rebounds. That doesn't really happen if Donovan Mitchell is just going at Lu Dort hard, you know? Because Lu Dort's an elite, elite defender, and that's not going to be good offense. And Donovan Mitchell followed the game plan perfectly. And I love it. I love it. Having Donovan Mitchell do that is just something all Jazz fans should celebrate. It was fantastic. I honestly, that right there is growth, maturity, and leadership from Donovan Mitchell. It's going to make everyone else on the team happy. Mike Conley tonight was just same old dominant Mike Conley, plus or minus. He was a plus 16 for the game. He only had 10 points, but he had 4 assists, and he was, you know, just relatively just solid efficiency. But it was that game with Rudy Gobert that was set up because Donovan Mitchell wasn't forcing the issue. Then Donovan Mitchell comes in the second half and he does what Donovan Mitchell does, and he scored at a high clip. He hit the threes. His shot finally started to fall, things like that. 4 assists from Donovan Mitchell, 4 assists from Mike Conley. That is what you want to see is from Donovan Mitchell, guys. If Donovan Mitchell has a game like this every night where he's, you know, if you're playing the Clippers and they put Paul George or Kawhi Leonard on Donovan and he's just finding the open playmaker, that's great. And really, that's Jazz basketball. It's not finding the open shot all the time. It's usually finding the best playmaker with the best off option, you know? And tonight, because you're playing the lowly Oklahoma City Thunder, you're giving that ball to Mike Conley. You're giving that ball to Jordan Clarkson, because when Lu Dort's on you, you don't want to mess with that. And Donovan Mitchell did that. And so huge, huge growth and leadership from Donovan Mitchell. Everyone should be celebrating Donovan Mitchell for that, because that's fantastic. And guess what? He only scored 16 points. And I know he's not going to love that, but Donovan Mitchell was a big part of them winning this game. Everyone should go thank Donovan Mitchell for his unselfishness and leadership tonight. Will Bowden, member for 5 months. Look at that silver ball from Will Bowden, the all-star. Did you see Adam Silver came. That's right. I don't know how to read. I'm dumb. Ryan's connected. Yes. Yeah, it was fun to see that interview with Holly Rowe. By the way, she's fantastic. She is fantastic. This Jazz broadcast, by the way, is just next level now. I mean, she can handle in the booth. She's good with players. She's good off the cuff. Holly Rowe might have been the best free agent acquisition for the Utah Jazz this year. Incredible. Her interview with Adam Silver was great. She's so smooth. I love Holly Rowe. She's incredible, guys. Incredible. That lady works too. She's on ESPN like every night. She is like, that lady has volume, but she brings the heat with this. Yeah, I just honestly, I love her. She's amazing. Unbelievable. Good job, Ryan Smith. Good job, Jazz, getting Adam Silver. But then seriously, Holly Rose, so nice. Oh, it's got to be so nice for Bowler Jack to not have to feel like he's carrying that other guy. Oh, toodaloo to that former guy. Now we've got just like such a slick broadcast. Holly Rose, so great. For reals, Will Bowden. Holly Rose, the GOAT. But yeah, Adam Silver came. The Jazz are legit. That's what happens when you're the number one seed last year. You get Adam Silver coming and Ryan Smith with Tony Finau on the bench. Like this, Dwayne Wade getting golf lessons from Tony Finau during the game. Jazz basketball is looking great. And the sky's the limit. And if this Jazz team has a chance to win and actually does win, wouldn't that be out of... I mean, that would be... Oh, I don't even want to jinx it. We'll see. Let's see. Ezekiel Raisibia, I seriously think Conley is the key for us taking another level. On-court value is there, but leadership off-court rubbing off on the team, our collective maturity would be massive. I agree. The only thing with Mike Conley is that Mike Conley needs to stay healthy. That's the biggest thing. The Jazz need Mike Conley in the playoffs. They absolutely need him because if they don't, we saw what happened last playoffs. And even with Mike Conley, it's going to be a struggle. The Jazz had Mike Conley when they lost to the Nuggets. But if you don't have Mike Conley, you lose that other, you know, dynamic playmaker that the Jazz need. Mike Conley's a big part. And the thing that I was excited about tonight, Quinn Snyder made me really happy, is that Jared Butler got minutes tonight. And he got 8 minutes. And this was a healthy Jazz team. That's a great sign. I don't know if that happens every night because tonight was a special case. You're playing the Thunder. So I'm glad Quinn got him on the floor. Butler just had a hard night. Couldn't hit a shot, but he looked pretty solid to me. He'll get his feet, and I think we'll start seeing him get regular minutes as we go, but that was nice to see. And that's a big deal. 8 minutes for Jared Butler is 8 minutes that Mike Conley gets to rest on the bench. Tonight, Mike Conley only played 25 minutes, and that's fantastic, and that's the key, because Ezekiel, you're right. Mike Conley is a key to a lot of what the Jazz want to do this year. And if Mike Conley's injured in the playoffs, all of this was for nothing. So if the Jazz aren't going to make a move to open space for Jared Butler, which, you know, by trade deadline, we'll see. You know, we'll see if he's that good and he's good enough to, like, get legit, like, 15 to 20-plus minutes every single night. We'll find out. But whether he is or not at trade deadline this year, the Jazz need to find a way to get him on the floor to give Mike Conley rest. Because he is the key to keeping Mike Conley healthy, and Mike Conley is the key for Utah to have their chance at Western Conference Finals and beyond, you know? So in a way, Jared Butler's kind of the key in a small way, right? Because the depth on this team is what is going to help things go to the next level. By the way, Donovan looked like he might have hurt his ankle a little bit. I think he's okay. He looked fine. But I'm about as paranoid and nervous about the injuries as could be, you know? So hopefully... he's okay, but Jared Butler is such a luxury for the Jazz because, you know, let's say Donovan Mitchell misses a couple games, or let's say Mike Conley gets rest because back-to-backs and things like that. Jared Butler is a big deal, and him being able to play, and he looked pretty solid tonight. He had a nice little assist. He kind of looks like he's figuring it out a little bit, but he looks nice, and if he can just continue to improve and be a core piece for this team, it's exciting. It really is. Let's see. If we win it all, we will build Donovan a statue on Temple Square, not just at Bemet. You know what'll get Donovan a statue is on his next contract if he re-signs with the Jazz. That'll get him a statue, especially if he wins a title. If he stays in that next contract, he gets a statue for sure. Rudy Gobert might already have a statue, by the way. Let's see. Is there anything else? Bojan Bogdanović had a really quietly awesome night. Led the team in scoring with 22. He was a plus 17. 10 for 17 from the field, 2 for 6. He looks nice. That three-point shot will come. But even on a bad night, 2 for 6 on a bad night is solid, consistent production. That's why Bojan is Bojan. 2 assists for Bojan and 4 rebounds. Really nice. Royce had a Royce night where he just played solid defense and had 6 rebounds and 0 points. It's just like, that's fine, you know? I'm fine with that. Royce just needs to shoot it when he's open, and that's it. And rebound the ball. He's such a dominant rebounder. Royce rebounding as good as he does is actually something that needs to be talked about more. And that's why, you know, if the Jazz ever could make a trade for Lu Dort, could you imagine a wing tandem of defenders of Royce O'Neal and Lu Dort? What a punishing duo that would be. I mean, honestly, that would just be a dominant, dominant defensive wing tandem. That would be really, really nice. You know what, guys? I don't really have much else. I like Eric Paschal, by the way. Eric Paschal gave 14 really nice minutes tonight. And we already talked about him a little bit. Hassan Whiteside, really solid minutes. 6 points, 10 rebounds, just solid. And Joe Ingles was great. 4 for 7 from three. Joe had a nice night. Let's see. Joe played 26 minutes, which is honestly too much. Quinn needs to cool it with that. Quinn needs to play Joe like 15 to 20. Because what happened in the playoffs last year, and we all saw it, Joe was absolutely gassed by the end. So Quinn needs to lower that, raise Butler's minutes. And by the way, the starters were in too late again this game. Like, the Jazz were up by like 24, and there was 4 minutes, 3 minutes left before they finally pulled the starters. Come on. Come on. In fact, that's something I want to talk about, and I might write about this for SLC Dunk. By the way, go to SLC Dunk and read all the articles there. But you have to figure out how to get your guys your minutes, because I sometimes wonder if Quinn's just trying to get these guys their numbers, like get Donovan his points and Rudy his rebounds and all these things. Figure out your rotations so they get their minutes before 1 minute left in the game, right? So if you want to get Donovan 32 to 36, shorten his rest so he gets that stuff earlier so that he can rest at the end of the game, something like that, you know? Something with these rotations, they just drive me nuts. And you can just tell they're rotations, and they kind of drive me crazy. It's one game, so it's not a big deal, but I'm going to watch it the rest of the season, and I'm guessing everyone else will too. I don't know, but overall, I was happy with Quinn. I thought Quinn did a really nice job, and this team has a chance to be really good. I really hope we see some nice lineup changes. It would have been nice to see some Paschal at backup, you know, center for a little bit this game, but if that's all we're quibbling about, that's pretty good. All right, guys, it's time to give a shout out to our all-stars tonight. These are the guys that make it happen, the guys that make buckets and get to the all-star game and show up when I click all-star. All right, let's give a shout out to Kelsey Hamer, the Hammer, and one Anton Warren, Ezekiel Risebe, JT Buckets Wardell, Austin R. Grant, editor extraordinaire Eric C. The C stands for champion. Donald Schooley, schooling all of us, DW to CB, Darren Williams to Carlos Boozer, Jorge Arizaga, mi amigo de abajo, Lee Christensen, driving the lane, Justin Time, Justin Ty H, Patrick Kubo, the connoisseur, Robert Hall of Fame, and DW Jazz going all the way. I believe that's everyone. Guys, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. Join the channel. You can support it. It would be incredible. Like and subscribe if you haven't already. This is going to be the Jazz channel now. I'm going to create the NBA channel next when somehow I create more time in the day to do this stuff. I actually added a link if you want to buy the t-shirt. Still works. Go buy the t-shirt. Maybe I'll make a new one, a new version. Furby Jr., Audrey chewed up, broke one of my outlets for my speakers. Audrey's in trouble. Not that much. But I had to use a different outlet so I can use my speakers and my computer. Audrey. Anyways, guys, I will talk to you next time.